Well, this is a very interesting question from Turo in Singapore. How do you teach meditation to a five-year-old child? And he's the answer. You don't. What's the next question, Turo? Turo is now wondering in Singapore why in Sanatana Dharma marriage is final and there's no divorce. Wouldn't it be better if there are no children in a marriage, if they were in a happy marriage, to get a divorce and get on with life? Marriage is a union of two families coming together, not only a boy and a girl. The two families come together as a one family, and they're either harmonious and supportive of the marriage, or they're not harmonious at all and working out that part of their karma. By making more karma to be worked out at a future time through conflict and contention. Marriage is not an individual affair just between two people. It involves two families. If the marriage is not getting along as it should, we should look at each of the families and do marriage counseling within the families themselves. Just like the birth of a child is forever. It's a forever situation. You can't get a divorce from the birth of a child. It is community coming together, the sexual union, the marriage ceremony, everything put together that makes the marriage a marriage. And there's no judge powerful enough to separate what has been joined together in a religious ceremony. The judge and the law may protect property, but that's all. There is no religious ceremony that is a ceremony for divorce. Therefore, Turu, if you are in an unhappy marriage, it's all your fault. You're not giving your wife everything that she needs and everything that she wants.